What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to another Lunch with Jim and Aaron. It's Friday. It's Arts and Crafts Day at the Bald Move Studio.
If you consider mixology a craft or an art.
I consider chia the highest form of art. So we'll be getting to that.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't even know. So what? We'll talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. What cocktail are you mixing today?
Yeah, I'm getting back into the swing of the cocktail thing since you reminded me last week. I got a cocktail that you might not like because I know that you don't like coffee.
I feel like most of the cocktails you've made for me so far are a dare. It's like, oh, you don't like Bloody Marys? Well, fuck you, here's a Bloody Mary.
That's part of what this is about, expanding your horizons and also expanding my mixology skills.
Okay.
So I've got 2 cups of ice here. Ooh. I got a bottle of vodka.
Should I turn the studio camera on for your...
I mean, you can if you want. I got a bottle of vodka.
I'm not even sure.
I've got Kahlua. Now you guys know what I'm making, don't you? You know. And I've got heavy cream.
Sorry. I fucked
heavy
you up.
Heavy cream.
All right. Heavy cream. I'm trying to think. Here we go. Didn't we? I thought we had a view that had our...
That's not it. The Daryl view?
Womp, womp, womp. Huh. Okay. Well, I thought we had a view that had us both in the corners. Maybe that guy. Oh, that probably got corrupt. Our whole studio got corrupted a while back.
Okay. Let's get the brand marketing out of here real quick.
Okay.
There we go.
Man.
All right. So... I mean, it's
so this is
easy.
A white Russian?
Yeah.
Is this
white
what?
Russian. This is what the dude would refer to as a Caucasian.
Are you sure that he doesn't have a
vodka, Kahlua, and milk? He uses milk. It's tough to find like a traditional recipe for this because it's changed a lot over the years.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of morphed out of, I don't know, the black Russian, I guess, was a thing for a while, or just.
Black Russian.
It had some other weird name, like a dirty something.
That sounds very racist to call Black Russian race or nationality.
Like it too, but
well, I mean,
especially since they literally just call it that because it has vodka in it. Like, that's a real dick move.
I don't know. Is it like don't
it's like the Irish car bomb, right? Like nobody wants.
Well,
that.
Now that is super offensive.
Of course.
But like I think that like can't Russians take pride in their national beverage?
They should. Yeah,
I think so. Like you know, Kentuckians are justifiably proud about bourbon. So, yeah.
So we're gonna do this. This is not a shaken drink. This is just a mixed drink.
You just dump it all together, huh?
So you dump it all together and then you mix it up. Which I don't really have any mixer type stuff, but anything to mix this with other than a spoon.
Oh,
get
shit.
This mic out of my way.
Christmas idea. Jim's a hard man to shop for. He's the man who doesn't have everything, but most of what he wants, he just goes out and buys. I'm kind of the same way. We're infuriating.
Yeah.
So... Milk and vodka and coffee. It sounds disgusting. Now I was way off on the tomato juice.
Yeah, no,
I was way off on the tomato juice, so I'm not going to prejudge this cocktail.
Okay, good.
But I was I'm super worried so far.
I'm gonna mix this one a little bit strong.
Oh, okay, that'll help.
Because I think we're only gonna have one.
Because I've never acquired a taste for coffee.
Yeah.
And like vodka, I think the only use for vodka is dumping in the Kool-Aid and just getting smashed.
Or orange juice.
And then like, isn't it true that if you pour any kind of strong alcohol in milk, it just instantly curdles? So I feel like you're going to give me iced,
alcohols, yeah.
Iced sour cottage cheese.
It does sound
with coffee,
scary.
Which I don't like. So
sure.
Yeah, that, ooh. That's not it. The milk is recoiling from mixing. It's like something out of
Well, you gotta stir it, so it'll get there. It'll get
that
there.
Looks chunky. That
yeah,
looks chunky.
It's all right, man.
Yeah.
Take this, and I'm gonna go grab some spoons that haven't been in the chia seeds, and I'll be right back.
Spoiler alert! Oh yeah, I guess we already dropped the yeah. Look at how this is kind of.
I know. We'll stir it.
Chunking in there, and that Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like a lava lamp if you replaced it with marshmallow. Like, I don't know. Like intestines, it's forming intestinal or brain structure. Are you creating life, Jim?
I could, yeah. This is the recipe for it.
Alrighty.
Yeah, stir that good stuff up.
It's the devil's jizz.
I may have put a little too much cream in there. Might need more Kahlua, but I'm not sure.
Is it supposed to look just kind of like generically white?
Nah, it's supposed to look a little more brownish.
Do you need to adjust it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to throw a little more Kahlua in there. Actually, let me taste this.
Boink. Whoa.
Actually, you might like that. Try that first. Tell me if you want more coffee flavor in there.
That's just a hint of coffee.
Yeah,
you know, it's weird though. It's like I don't like coffee, but I like when I like chocolate covered coffee beans.
Huh.
And in fact,
that
I kind of enjoy
intense coffee flavor though.
It does, and here's the other thing. I kind of enjoy chewing on dry roasted coffee.
All right, dry roasted just coffee beans, straight up coffee beans.
Yeah, straight up coffee beans. I think that's
how can you not apparent. Like coffee then?
You know,
is it something about the brewing process that changes the
so
flavor?
So you like when we were in Beaver Island, I had espresso. It's something about when there's like an oily, sickly aftertaste that coffee undergoes when it gets into water that I don't like. It's not that, you know, obviously I don't have a problem with bitter because I drink IPAs and all that stuff. It's just something about I associate the aftertaste of coffee with like what it's like to like a half hour after you've thrown up.
Okay.
And also I hate coffee breath. Like that's my number one turnoff. And like if I can smell it in my own system, it's just like I'm like Agent Smith. Like
yeah, internal look coffee.
You know, it's like I want to do it to myself. Chased in this coffee flavored meat.
It's disgusting.
Alright, here we go. Here we go. Devil's jizz.
See what you think of it. If you need more coffee, it's here.
Huh. You know what? I love this, and you know why? It tastes exactly like drinking tiramisu, which is my favorite dessert. I'll remind everyone I hate coffee.
You should put a little more coffee in that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's because I'm telling you, this is exactly like drinking a tiramisu, which I'm super happy about.
Okay. Right. Well,
how much?
You say here, like you want to try this one? This has twice the amount of Kahlua in it.
Never mind. There we go. Just put a splash in it.
Yeah, and then mix it up. It's real good. I like it.
Sorry. Just kind of caused an earthquake. All right. Now that the mixing's done, I think we can go back to our regular.
Oh, I was going to give him the alligator face.
For a moment.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm liking this. And I've never made one with heavy cream before. I always make them with milk. But this gives it like a smoother, thicker, like velvety texture to it. I like it. I like it.
You know what? You put this in a blender.
Freeze it, make it a little bit slushy.
Like a white Russian daiquiri, or I don't know if what's the proper term for that, but man, that would be awesome.
All right, horizons broadened.
It is clinging to my mustache tenaciously. That's something I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah, good stuff.
Mm.
See if we have any Q&A things going on here.
Q&A. Because here's the thing, I want to talk about I don't have a lot to talk about other than Destiny, because Cecily went away to take care of some family business. I'm going to be joining her this weekend in Indianapolis. Anderson, actually. Meth capital of the world. I guess it's now the heroin capital of the world. But
change with the times, you know.
Yeah, you gotta as a city, you gotta evolve with the times. But my Mr. Robot watch is ground to a halt. And Destiny, the new release, year two of Destiny released this Tuesday, and I haven't done, like, I played 5-6 hours a day. As soon as I get off work, I play with no moderating force. Like, I had my son for two of those days, but guess what?
He loves it too.
Right there with me. With no moderating force, nothing to make me feel guilty for playing it. I've just become a darkness fighting machine. So I don't know. The other thing we were going to do today is our Chia Pets. Why are we doing Chia Pets, Jim? I don't quite understand it myself.
I don't know. I got a wild hair when we were on Beaver Island. It was like,
Why, yeah.
Thinking about Chia Pets for some reason. I don't know.
Why were you thinking about Chia Pets?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But I thought, you know what? I've never made a Chia Pet. We have occasionally done arts and crafts, like you said.
Sure.
Why not take a Chia Pet and build it and grow it on air?
Take a chance on a Chia.
Subject our audience to us making Chia Pets.
All right. So since it's the, you know, lead up to The Walking Dead, actually, we actually have Walking Dead going on right now. We had some zombie themed Chias. This is Creepy Holden. Yeah. Huh. He's got a green afro. He's going to be rocking here pretty soon. Hopefully if I do my job right. Would you like to model your lovely assistant?
I have Lori Holden. I mean, a female zombie.
Lifeless Lisa.
Yeah.
Lifeless Lori, we'll call her.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've never made this stuff before, you have to start by soaking this, the chia planter, which is the zombie head itself, for an hour, which we did. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we were going to open this on air and have an unboxing. I'm like, that's kind of stupid. It's chia. And I'm glad because there was a lot of prep and it would have been a womp, 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 womp kind of situation. And then we have to mix 2 teaspoons of chia seeds into 1/4 cup of water and allow them to sit for an hour until they form what they call a gel-like paste. Now, I know I called the White Russian the devil's jizz, but this is...
This is gel-like.
That's what I'm talking about. Oof. God damn it. Which one? I just set this fucking thing up, and now I can't find it again.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Do you know which I...
No, I don't know which one it was.
This is pissing me off. I literally just... I mean, I didn't imagine it, did I?
Mm-mm.
No, that's you. No, that's not it. That's not it.
Was it the Live Watch? Maybe it was the Live Watch.
No, the Live Watch is set up. I would never fuck that up. That takes forever to set up. Well, shit. All right, well, I'm just going to use the studio. Oh,
there
it's
we
the
go.
Wide angle.
There we go.
Okay. I'm not sure what this stuff looks like if you've never done chia before. And the consistency of this thing is, again, gross. Like I said, I describe it as a devil's jizz. It kind of is like a caviar consistency. Yeah. Unfortunately, I used the devil's jizz thing before I got to this thing because, man, this is truly it. Shall we get her chia? Should we get her zombie heads?
Yeah, bring them on. They're right. In buckets of water right now.
Yeah, and then you have to keep them full. Wait, let's see what the steps are. I think you have to fill the planter with water, which they already are. So... I'm going to just grab yours and set it on the desk.
You mean give me a drip tray?
Yeah, put it on that thing.
I was just going to spill it on your carpet.
Apply seed mixture to the grooved surfaces of your planter using your fingers. Ugh. Ugh. Or a small knife or spoon.
Yeah, see, that's why I provided you a small spoon.
Yeah. Oh, man. Here, let's see if we can get... This is full of water completely.
Been submerged.
Man, I don't have access to the camera controls, or I would show you guys this amazing work of art here.
It actually is pretty cool. I was thinking when we're done with these, I might paint and glaze them. And like,
all right, I think you should bronze it with the chia plant still in it. Just have it bronzed as a monument to chia. I have no idea.
I don't. Yeah,
I doubt it.
I don't know. Maybe bronze's melting point is super low. Do you want me to? So you want me to put it on the wide angle?
All yeah, right, I was gonna point that camera at this fucking thing. Yeah, look how hideous that is. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's got like these, like, you know, they both do. They have these kind of like terrarium patterns on the back of their head. But I actually think that would be cool. This guy kind of, he looks like he's got some kind of buzz cut. But if you glazed him and painted it and then like maybe drilled out his eyes and put and drilled out the back of his head and put like a tea candle in there, it'd be kind of cool for Halloween.
Yeah, it would.
It would look like that. What was that one, Survival of the Dead, where they shot the flare and the zombie? Uh-huh. Oh, well,
Rick, lit up.
Then The Walking Dead paid homage to that last season. Yeah. So what do we do, Jim, now? Let's see what we got for questions here.
Spread it on, man. Spread it on.
Mr. Sinister recommends you should try a Brave Bull, equal parts tequila and Kahula. Tequila and
Kahula and tequila?
Kahula, yeah.
That sounds Kahula. Horrible.
Kahula, I say.
That sounds all right. Terrible.
Well, write it down. Mark it down.
Terrible, Mr. Sinister.
Next cocktail.
Oh, God, no.
His name is Mr. Sinister. That's the guy that keeps trying to kill the X-Men. I maybe he's moved on the bald move. Easier targets. Anthony Basish. My recipe for Moloco Plus, the milk drink in a clockwork orange, is the same recipe as the White Russian, but replace the Kahlua with Frangelico, a hazelnut liqueur.
So hazelnut instead of coffee flavored?
All right. I actually, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Moloco Plus.
You know what I don't like is hazelnut coffee. I hate when they put hazelnut in my coffee.
I love hazelnut chocolate, like the stuff they sell at IKEA.
Yeah, I like hazelnut as a flavor, just not in my coffee. I'm a black coffee guy. I don't put milk. I don't put sugar, nothing.
So Louis B. Says, my first legal alcoholic beverage was a black Russian, same as white, but minus the milk, I think, which my dad bought for me and finished for me. Yuck. So that's just Kahlua.
Yeah.
Treb Kahlua and vodka. I don't know what that would taste like.
More coffee. Less smoothness.
Because this, I don't even taste the alcohol in it. Again, I feel like...
And there's quite a bit. There are two shots. Well, not two shots. There's 2 ounces of vodka and, for you, probably like 1.5 ounces of Kahlua, which is 20%.
So...
significant.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What was your first alcoholic drink, Jim?
I had rum. I had a rum and Coke that my dad handed me when I was 14.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, Dad, can I have some of your Coke? And he was like, sure, son, here you go. And I hated it. It was terrible.
Really? Because I consider rum and Coke as kind of like a dessert. I mean, that's like my go-to if I just want to chill out and drink
something. Yeah, but it was, you know, Dad's mix. Like,
pretty
heavy-handed. How does he mix it, you know?
Yeah. My first one, I don't know. When I was on my 16th birthday, because I'm born like late summer, I was roofing the house with my dad, and we were like taking a break. And he was opening up these, I think they're Miller High Lifes.
Okay.
And he cracked one open and said, here, try this. And I remember thinking, like, this is the first time I tried beer. And, like, I kind of see what the fuss is about. Because there's something about that ice cold beer and slightly metallic after finish to just, like, cut through a parched, you know.
Yeah. It doesn't actually do anything to hydrate you, but it actually dehydrates you.
But it goes down really well.
Yeah.
Okay. So... what are we doing here?
We got to spread these seeds on, man.
All right. I'm not touching them. I am going to touch it because I kind of want to see what this feels like. Yeah, that feels about like what you'd think it. Oh, you know, they actually look like tadpole eggs now.
Maybe they are. Maybe we're going to grow a bunch of tadpoles.
Specifically like toads because they kind of lay in clumps like this. Frogs are more stringy, I believe. Or maybe it's the opposite. I can't remember.
All right. Well, this zombie's going to get a shampoo with tadpole eggs.
And supposedly this thing is going to achieve its peak zombie afro in about 2 weeks and then die in about 3 to 4 weeks. And the package contains enough to do this twice, it seemed to me, when I was partitioning it out.
All right.
So you're just supposed to layer it on? There's a thickness you're supposed to do?
Yeah, they say don't let them clump up, but I don't know how you prevent that.
I'm losing the resistance. I'm definitely losing the resistance. Yeah, I'm going to have to get my hands dirty here.
Probably so. Throw me a paper towel so I can wipe up afterwards.
There you go. Let me see. So the only thing I've got to talk about, I don't know if you're interested in.
It's Destiny.
Fucking Destiny, man.
Oh, my God. How's Skrota doing?
Skrota's dead.
Skrota's dead?
His dad's pissed about it.
No, his dad's still alive?
His dad's still alive. He's pretty mad that we killed his son.
So what is the Taken King? That's the expansion, right?
So the Taken King is Oryx. He is Crota's father. And he sent Crota here to essentially conquer the solar system or maybe to do battle with the Traveler, which is... the big ball that's like the good guy. It's like this dormant god that's living on Earth, and it's the reason why we've got so much cool space technology and everybody lives a long time and you can resurrect yourself from the dead and all the other science fiction explanations for why you can essentially respawn and have magic powers. But he's back, and he comes in his giant dreadnought, which is kind of cool. It looks a lot like the whale probe from Star Trek IV, only more angular. And he parks this in opening cinematic. He parks in the rings of Saturn, and they're actually doing battle in the middle of the rings of Saturn with the awoken forces of the reef. And he triggers this giant super weapon that rips a hole that looks like it's about, I don't know, 3 or 4 Earths wide in Saturn's rings, which is a cool visual. And then the game begins. Like you're investigating the moon of Mars called Phobos, where the big armored space turtles have set up shop, and I guess they've broadcast some kind of distress signal.
Okay.
And you get there, and like everything's like in chaos, and there's these black rifts opening up in space, and they're sucking these guys through. Hmm. And then simultaneously, they're replaced like a few seconds later with like I'm trying to describe how these things look. They're black, but they almost look like they're made of stars.
Like, they're star stuff.
Yeah, kind of like the monolith in 2001. They kind of shimmer like that, and mm-hmm. they're taken versions of all the enemies that have been in Destiny before. Now, you might say, like, well, that sounds cheap because they're just reskinning all of the assets they've got. But the cool thing about that is one of the complaints a lot of people had of Destiny is like how all the combat mechanics are samey. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got two types of trash mobs, and they have like long range and melee variants. You got each race has two types of like bruisers, and they have like a melee and a, you know, range. And then the bosses are kind of bigger versions of that, but they don't have any synergy. You know, it's like one race is kind of the same as the other. What's cool about this is mixing them up. You can have now like the Hive and the Vex and the Fallen and the Cabal can all be in one unit. And the Taken have a lot of different abilities. Gotcha. Like they have some of them have like defender bubble type things where they can protect each other for damage. Some of them can like, you know, like the healing beam in Team Fortress 2. Mm-hmm. There's several of them that like can focus up on a larger creature and protect him and kind of enrage him and buff him up. So you have to take out the smaller ones before you can take out the big one, and they kind of hide behind the big one. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot more kind of combined arms, and it makes sense kind of in universe, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And do they have any, I mean, and you said like this very sort of Ghostbusters-esque buffing TF2 thing, but do they have any like interesting things where the abilities they had before now kind of interact in interesting ways?
It's interesting because the only one that has an ability like the old ability is the Cabal Phalanx. Those are the big dudes with the shields.
Yeah.
So the shields before were just passive things. They'd hide behind and you'd have to like snipe their toes or like their gun hand to make them stagger, and then you hit them in the head to kill them. Mm-hmm. Now they've got the shields, but they kind of like hide behind it and they form this vortex. And they can hit you with this blast and knock you back, like, I don't know, 50, 60 to 100 feet. And if you strike a wall, it, like, instantly kills you.
Oh, wow.
But they also have a lot of platforming where these guys are staged, where you're trying to get up to something. They're continually knocking you off into abysses and things, which is funny.
Great.
But it's mostly, like, the Hive wizards that are taken can spawn these shadow thralls, kind of like, I guess, the Caco demons from Doom. They can spawn an infinite, so if you leave them alone in a room, it gets crowded. The Taken Scions can like split into two, like they just keep dividing, and it's the same kind of thing. Like they're not too bad when they're one or two, but if you ignore them,
are they the ones that
start
explode?
Overrunning?
No. There's the Thrall who explode, but I don't remember.
Those the Exalted Thralls or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they don't do that. I'm trying to think. There's this. The captains are the worst. They throw these balls of black like space time continuum disruption at you. And if they hit you, they do massive damage, and they also blind you for 3 to 5 seconds. Like you have an extremely tiny cone of vision that gradually expands out. So they devastate you, and then you're blind until you can figure out a way to hide again while you're blind. And it's just a lot of fun. And they've like the other core criticism of the actual mechanics was that the bosses are too reliant on like bullet sponge, where they're just big tough things that you have to continually wear down until they die.
It's no real strategy; it's just shoot it till it dies.
But now there's like all the bosses have mechanics like there's two twin knights that you have to coax into proximity, so their shields cancel each other. They have impenetrable shields, so you have to herd them together, and their shields like interfere, and then they drop. And while they're together, you can slaughter them. But then, you know, so just.
Sounds cool.
Stuff like that. And you have to like, there's environmental things you have to trigger to like weaken some of the bosses. I don't know. It's really fun. Plus you've got, a couple new locations. Like the Dreadnought is like a planet unto itself. You, And that was really cool. The other thing, a story-based criticism of Destiny is you just felt like some nameless mook. I mean, Destiny has become legend.
There was no Master Chief.
You felt like you were just the kindergarten that got resurrected, and you're just kind of messing around in the universe, and the Vanguard doesn't really pay you much attention and all that. Here you are, become legend like in year one. That's kind of it. In year two, you're becoming that. So now, like the Vanguard knows who you are, and you're like the tip of the spear. Like you're chosen to be the guy who, well, you're not chosen. So that's the other thing. A lot of people criticize that there wasn't much personality. You know, Bungie hired Captain Malcolm Reynolds from Firefly and Lieutenant Cedric Daniels to be the main characters of Destiny, and they didn't do shit with them. They fixed that.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Nathan Fillion was
Nathan
in that?
Fillion is, and you never like heard him maybe but three or four sentences.
That's the thing. I never even knew that.
He's like a star of the show. And Zoe, his second in command in Firefly, is another one of the Vanguard mentors. And they have the same dynamic where Nathan Fillion is this brash kind of like, fuck these meetings and let's just do it. And she's kind of like, well, have you thought of the consequences? And yep. It's just, I don't know. Nathan Fillion is this, you know, if you've seen him in anything, he's really funny and he's got shit tons of charisma. Yeah. And he is that and all that. And he's your best buddy in Destiny 2.
Sweet.
And it's really cool. It's really fun.
Destiny 2, huh?
But yeah, you have to, like, one of the missions is, and it feels like you're part of a larger universe. Like the Cabal, I think that's cool. They didn't take this being taken lying down shit. Like they harnessed the power of several galaxies. So they took their big ships and they smashed it into the Dreadnought, and they're like establishing a beachhead, and you're trying to do the same thing. So like the Dreadnought patrol is like hard mode patrol, because when you start an Earth spawn, you're pretty much like alone. There's nobody there. When you start the Dreadnought spawn, you're in the middle of a fucking battle, because the Hive are trying to repel the Cabal. The Cabal are trying to bust out of their ship. They're trying to set up beachheads and emplacements, and you're trying to do the same thing. There's a mission where before you can actually patrol the Dreadnought, you have to go around, and Nathan Fillion tells you, like, guides you, and you have to place those patrol beacons throughout the location so the other Guardians can transmat there. But you actually feel like you're a legit badass in the universe instead of just kind of like a passenger.
All right. Everything I hear about it says it's getting better.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear, like, the giant, because, you know, Giant Bomb guys talked a lot of justifiable shit about it. And
yeah.
You've turned me into kind of a fan of theirs. And I'm really looking forward to next week, because they were talking about it, but they hadn't actually played it yet. I'm really looking forward to what they say next week and see if they think it's turned around. Because, you know, I'm like anybody else. Sure. I like having my own opinion on shit validated by people I respect and admire.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. There's lots of fun. Like, they got a couple new Crucible modes. Like, there's a Rift mode that's kind of like American football or soccer, where this spark generates in the middle of the map and you have to pick it up and then slam it through this, what they call a rift, which is like this interdimensional rift in time. And you can, like, run through it and score points. But if you've got, like, if you've really dominated a team, you can, like, back into it. And your guy does, like, a backflip and slam dunks it through for, like, bonus points.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Let me see if I can slide this thing over here. Oh, shit. Earthquake. I got too much stuff in a while.
Yep. Slide them in there. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Look at those hideous things.
Here are the highlights coming up this week on Bald Move.
We've got lots of ongoing coverage this week, from book versus show comparisons for Hot D to the latest very special episode of Why is Mr. Feeny a Car? But there are a couple of main events this week you need to know about.
Firstly, we've got a brand new commission podcast out this Tuesday covering the Raid 2, sometimes subtitled Retaliation. If you're a fan of martial arts films, this is one you don't want to miss. Iko Uwe is a rising star in the action movie world, and it's easy to see why. Join us on Tuesday as we dive into the bigger, badder sequel to The Raid, try and figure out which is better.
Then on Thursday, we're covering the season finale of Hulu's excellent period drama, Shogun. We've been waiting all season to see what Toranaga Sama's plan is, or if he even has one. It all comes down to this, and we couldn't be more excited. Join us on Thursday for what's sure to be an epic Shogun season finale podcast, and to find out if we plan to cover any related materials.
You find these and many other great podcasts by searching for Bald Move Pulp or Bald Move Prestige in your favorite podcast app. getting geared up for the 6th annual Summer Badass Fest. And while we're working on a slate of Apex badass films to enjoy, we've got an early action-packed announcement to make.
Just like last year, we're kicking off Badass Season with a live movie watch and podcast recording. We've rented out a theater for connoisseurs of action films and Bald Move fans that just want to have a great time.
Unlike last year, this year's movie is top secret. Hush, hush. No hints, except it's incredibly badass. It stars an absolute icon of the genre. We're willing to bet most of you haven't seen it, and it's going to be an incredible viewing experience with a packed house of Bald Movers.
Those of you who came to last year's screening of Total Recall know what a party it was. And those of you who didn't, now's your chance to experience it. Meet me and Jim, order some custom movie-themed drinks at the theater's full bar, then watch us record the full podcast for the movie. We reserved a venue over twice the size as last year, but seating is still limited.
It's happening Friday, June 21st at 7 p.m. in our hometown of Cincinnati. Get full details and buy tickets at baldmove.com/live.
Cincinnati's actually a pretty great city to visit, and we've got lots of details for side adventures on our event page as well. The Reds are playing the Boston Red Sox in their fantastic Riverside Stadium. The thrills of Kings Island just minutes away, and I'll be leading a kayak trip down the scenic Little Miami River on Saturday.
Again, get full details and get your tickets now on our Badass Fest 6 page at baldmove.com/live.
You know what? I think I actually had too much seed. I was trying to gloop it all on there, but like I feel like I see the surface area that you had to cover versus the surface areas I had to cover.
Well, I feel like mine's patchy.
Do you need some more? Because I got like half of my mixture still left over.
I still had some left over, but I figured this was good enough. We'll see.
I'm trying to think if I want to like, do I want to, or would it even support like a beard if I tried to throw this on his neck?
I also did a little Nick Taro splash of
it's gonna be coming out of her mouth
here. yeah where I put some chia seeds in her mouth.
You know what? That's a good idea. I'm gonna give him a bit of a, because there's a little bit of
not a mustache.
Oh. I'm gonna give him a mullet.
All right,
because there's little bit of a ledge here on the back of his neck that I can kind of scoop the stuff on.
Yeah,
so I have a prediction that these things are just not going to do anything.
Maybe not. I'm gonna set it in my bedroom with my blinds open, hopefully get some light to it.
See, I looked and it looked like you don't need natural light.
It says you do.
It does?
Yeah. It says, place your chia planter in an area with good sun exposure.
Also, I've never set foot in your bedroom, so I'm like, I'm trusting you not to kill my thing.
Oh, you want me to put yours there too?
Well, what do you want me to do with it?
I was going
to
let you fend for yourself. I don't have a bedroom here. I know.
Well, I guess I could try. I could take one of the spots, because these are like natural light spots. I could put one of the spots just right on them. You know, like put them up in there.
I feel like then it's not going to grow, but I don't know. I have no idea. You need some kind of UV, don't you?
I mean, they have grow bulbs.
Yeah, we don't have grow bulbs.
I have an idea. We insulate and fill your closet with grow bulbs.
This sounds like a good plan. Yep. That's where it starts.
Just troll the DEA when they kick our door down. It's like, we got two chia zombies.
That would be pretty amazing.
It would be funny.
You troll them over and over again, so it gets like the boy who cried wolf sort of
thing.
Yeah,
sure.
And eventually they stop showing up. That's when you move the weed in.
Right. Right. That's when you have that. Well, yeah.
That's just Bald Move growing their chia pets.
Bald Move and their chia things. They take it super seriously. It's kind of ridiculous. All right, let's see what people have to say about stuff.
Yeah, give us a better camera, too.
Justin K. Oh, yeah, better camera.
This shitty studio.
Justin K. says, have you guys done any of the Rebel Star Wars models? They just released the new Episode 7 models. Also, can we get Battlefront Group going when it comes out? Can we, Jim?
We can. That's what I'm waiting to get a PlayStation 4.
When does it come out?
I want to get the bundle. They said November sometime.
Okay. Because
early November, I don't know.
I'm kind of worried. Because that's the other thing with Destiny that people complain about is that there's not enough content. There's so much fucking content. Like, I've played it for, 18 hours since it's come out, and I don't even know where my progress is. Like, I finished the main campaign, but there's just quest after quest, and they're all cool. Like, I got That's the other thing. This is morphing into Star Wars. Like, I am now a warlock that can shoot Palpatine levels of lightning from my fingertips, and I have a glowing red sword.
Okay.
That can block energy beams.
Perfect.
I mean, it's Jedi Knight with
Sith.
Yeah, I've become. Well, that's interesting because, like, I tried to defend the lore as kind of like, you know, there's a lot of that stuff that was embedded in these little fragments that you had to pick up, these dead ghost fragments. And as I was reading, like, you know, I main a warlock, and like one of the interesting things I came to the conclusion is like every notable warlock went insane or turned evil because that's kind of their expertise of study.
Okay.
And now in year two, I shoot bolts of lightning and make people's heads explode and wield a red sword, which is, you know, that's Sith.
That sounds like the dark side. Yeah.
If you get in the battlefield, I'll definitely purchase it and try it because I was not interested in it. I never really cared for the first few battlefields, but then you showed me
Battlefront. We're talking Battlefront.
Battlefront.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't like the first Battlefront. I thought it was a little too battlefieldy, but you showed me one where it was kind of like a Rebel Commando Strike.
Yeah. That had, like, looked some co-op stuff.
Like a little bit Rainbow Six kind of thing. A little bit. And I'm like, okay, if that's the tone they're nailing, then I could go for it.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm going to get the bundle just because I want a PS4, and that's a cool bundle. So,
But that's back to my prime concern. My prime concern is this. I'm never going to play another game but Destiny because they're going to make these for 10 more years. And if every 3 months something like this comes out, I'm fucked.
You realize the thing that you most feared has come true, right? You are hooked on an MMO.
But I'm not...
Period. End of sentence. That's
again,
it, man.
Again, if I start sucking dick for Destiny or I neglect my family or miss my commitments, please get me help. But until then, fuck off. I'm having a good time. Let's see. Michelle T says...
That's the proper response, by the way.
Chia Walkers. What the fuck are they going to come up with next? You should go to Chia's website.
They have Chia Obama.
Chia
Ham Lincoln.
Chia Garb. I mean, like, just crazy license things that you would never think would be in license.
SpongeBob.
Well, I mean, that's the kid stuff. I'm trying to think.
Scooby-Doo.
No, there was a couple of more of adult things.
Duck Dynasty.
Well, Duck Dynasty seems like
they grow big chia beards. I would have gotten one, but it's Duck Dynasty. Fuck that.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not going to defend that.
No.
If you like Duck Dynasty, then
I have no desire to support
Duck Dynasty. Addicted to American Choppers, and it was ridiculous, but those people seem like they're a bit much. Let's see. Mr. Sinister says, you can go the Mind Eraser route, continuing our mixology session here, and just replace the milk and cream in a white Russian with soda water and drinking it quickly through a straw.
What does that even do? What does that taste like?
It's
a black Russian coffee with carbonation.
Well, but it thins it out and you just mainline it. It's like, you know, right. It's like putting it in your artery.
Nah. The point of this is to make things that taste good.
Yeah.
Not things that I can mainline.
Mr. Sinister says the tequila Kahlua mix sounds awful, but it's delicious. Similar to the Patron XO, if you've ever tried that. You actually got a sample bottle.
Yeah, I got the Patron XO Cafe or however they say it, which is basically Kahlua. It's a coffee flavored liqueur.
Have you tried it yet?
No.
We went to, and I'm not making this up, the North American's largest liquor store yesterday. We do it every couple months when we get our paychecks. We go there, and it's, I might have talked about this another lunch with Jim and Aaron's, but it's like essentially the size of, would you say, two Walmarts kind of jammed together? Maybe a Walmart and a half.
Yeah, it's a Walmart super center or whatever.
And it's all booze. It's wine. Like, they have just a grocery store section full of wine. They have another one full of spirits. They have a big cigar bar. They have a tasting library where you can try like really expensive pours of really expensive liquor. And what's frustrating is every time we've been there, they've either been just closing or been closed. So we've never been able to sample that because I really want to get that Pappy Van Winkle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to try a shot of that.
It's expensive, so.
It's expensive,
You want to try it, not buy it.
No, it's like what? It's still $8, $7, $10 a shot?
Probably, yeah, I don't know.
But, you know, Boyd talks it up so much in Justified, you got to try it. the other claim to fame is they have like one of the largest selections of sampler bottles. They have a really big section of these like mini like airline bottles, And you can do two things. You can buy them for airline use, or you can try, like, I got a whole bunch of scotches that I have not yet tried.
And, was it Cavassier? Was it Hennessy?
I've never gotten in, never tried a cognac. And I'm like, I saw Cavassier and I'm like, oh, I'll try that. And then I saw Hennessy and I'm like, well, hey, I'll see what Beyonce has been talking about this whole time.
Sure.
So yeah, it's kind of a cool way to get samples, but it's neat. If you're ever in the Cincinnati area, it's just across the bridge on in Newport, Kentucky. And it's just massive. It's really cool. Jeff K's opinion is that our chia pets here look like Morlocks from the Time Machine movie. They kind of do. They really kind of do.
Don't remember what those look like. I remember seeing it and not liking that movie.
Yeah.
Because Skeletor was looking especially skeletony.
Skeletor?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Fucking Guy Pearce, who looks like a half skeleton, half monkey. I don't know.
Oh,
his
see,
face is weird.
I'm thinking of the original Time Machine. I guess you guys are thinking of the Guy Pearce remake.
I am. I don't know what he's thinking.
So yeah, this guy, like my guy looks like a dead on Morlock dude. And yours kind of looks like the throwback old Morlock. So yeah, sure. Why not?
All right.
Let's see. How much, Justin K says, how much do you love those IKEA Malcolm chairs? Such a great chair. Is that what this is?
I
know it is
so,
an IKEA chair because everything that we did not assemble ourselves came from IKEA because it's cheap. Yeah, they're not bad. If you go, there is actually a display setting that is essentially the Bald Move Studio at IKEA, at least in the one in Cincinnati. It's got the same color walls. It's got the same chairs. It's got the same, essentially, I tried to match the grain that they got on the desk when we made this desk. I mean, it's, because we were trying to, when we made this thing, we were trying to nail like what kind of the feel we wanted to give it. And we're like, you know, we kind of want it to be like a man cave, but we don't want like wood paneling. And, you know, we want to kind of look somewhat modern. But and then we were walking through. It's like, wow, this is the thing. This is how we want it to look.
Yeah.
So you can go and sit in the Bald Moon studio if you go to your nearest IKEA.
Probably not anymore. I mean,
it's still there. I was just there this weekend.
Really?
That is, they have not fucked up the setting. Now
they normally change those regularly.
They're changing a lot of shit, but that's still intact. Yeah. And it didn't look like any of those items are being discontinued either. But yeah, it is a great chair. I will say that for some reason I'm starting to wear the padding out on this thing, which we've had these things for, how long have we had these things?
Year and a half.
A year and a half now?
Since I moved in here, yeah.
These are like $100 chairs. I guess that's all. And I'm wondering if it's because I have my chair set up to where these arm things kind of bump the table. And I wonder if like when I go to the side here, it rubs against that and has
I'm
to
sure.
Hold.
Mine's still fine, so that's probably it.
Your chair is so much more comfortable when I go over across and sit in your chair because, like, I weigh, 100 pounds more than
you've
probably.
You've mashed down the foam.
I have. I've destroyed the foam. Yours has still got that nice cushy, like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wish it wasn't so big and fat.
Well, you could change that.
Definitely not really. I think we both got to our ideal weight. I'd still weigh you by 75 pounds at the minimum.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Because we've got a pretty compressed schedule. We still have, we watched The Color Purple and we're devastated by it yesterday. Are we
it depends on, I don't know, because I feel like I need to do some reading on that.
I did a little bit of organizing my notes last night.
Yeah, I haven't had time. So.
Before I got into, because last night I took 2 hours on my busy, Destiny schedule to play Rocket League with you.
Yep.
Because you gave me those puppy dog eyes when I said, no, I'm just playing Destiny tonight. But then I got like really tired after I went to, or after I stopped playing at, and I'm like, well, I'll just work on my notes until I go to sleep. So I did that. I ended up working on it for like 45 minutes, but yeah, I could probably spend a little bit of time. You had some errands to run this morning and I've got to leave early to go back to Indianapolis to meet Cecily. So we'll just see. But we got The Color Purple. That's the next one.
Yeah,
we just released Way of the Gun. There's still one in the can.
We released 310 to Yuma. Way of the Gun's coming out Monday. So look for that.
Color Purple's after that. Do you know what their next one after Color Purple is?
I know we got a Let's Play coming up, but I don't know what the next movie is.
There's a lot of good ones. We got Dr. Danny DeVito.
Daredevil? I guess we're going to talk about Daredevil. Ooh,
the first two episodes, or like episode 2 and 3 of Daredevil?
Yeah, a couple of select episodes from that. Then Eternal Sunshine, Mean Girls.
Ah, Yeah, Dr. Danny DeVito, who sponsored our entire coverage of season 4 of The Walking Dead, if you'll recall, during the Kickstarter promotion, he bought Mean Girls as like a birthday present for one of his teenage daughters, who's also a Bald Move fan, which is kind of horrifying.
Yes, I don't like the idea that teenage girls are listening to us when we're cursing up a storm and talking about horrible things.
We respect
things.
Women, though.
Sure.
So that's good. There's
a lot of things we don't respect.
You know, I feel like we give the
and
things,
we use colorful language to describe them.
We give appropriate respect to things that are appropriate to be respectful of, and fuck the rest.
Okay, all
but
right.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not really arguing with you. But then for himself, he bought Stargate, and the commissioner is still on his rampage. He did Empire Strikes Back, which is going to be fucking rad.
Yeah, that should be an easy one.
Again, easy. The highlight of my year was getting paid to watch Star Wars and talk about it. Like, so
yeah,
I could get to
hope.
Do it again. Let's see. She Is Geeky says, everyone has one kind of alcohol that you overdid it with once and can no longer stomach even the smell of, never mind the taste. Mine is gin. What is yours? Now, this is the one we're going to go out in. I've only gotten sick on one type of alcohol, which was Black Label Southern Comfort. On a camping trip I did a couple of years ago.
SoCo.
I know how much Southern Comfort I can drink, and that's like my go-to. Like once I've had a couple beers and I've got a buzz and I want to like lower the boom, because I can just drink it straight and get there. But I got the Black Label, which is 10% more alcohol. Didn't account for that and end up blowing. But it didn't turn me off of it. It did not turn me off of it. So I don't have that experience. I've got that with food. Like I can't eat Goldfish, not the pet, the cracker, because I
really,
yeah. Like one time I can't remember where I was at, but I ate like a couple handfuls of Goldfish right before I started feeling fluish. And a couple hours later, just, you know how, like when you get sick, like your body holds on to that. Like you'd eat that and it's like through your intestines, no problem. But like when you're sick, that stuff stays in your stomach, and I had like 6 to 7 hours of fermented Goldfish coming up, and I can't even fucking look at them without feeling queasy. Like the commercials, the snack that smiles back.
No, it doesn't.
No, the
not
snack
for you.
That comes back is what it is for me. I'm like, turn the channel. It's like that's how some people are with Sarah McLachlan's pet shows, or pet commercials.
Sure.
Like I can't watch it. What's your alcohol?
I can't watch it just because I don't like those commercials, not because of the. The pets.
Cruelty to animals?
No, that doesn't bother me.
You're all
me.
For that. It's Sarah McLachlan.
Sure, yeah. I'm all for that.
That's the cruelty thing.
Mine, I'm with She's Geeky here. Mine's gin. I got blackout drunk one time on gin. We had a party.
Who the fuck drink? Here's the thing. Like, I consider gin like an alcoholic beverage. Like, not an alcoholic beverage, like an alcoholic's beverage.
Oh,
because
okay.
it's
yeah,
so
yeah.
nasty.
Yeah, I mean, it has a lot of connotations. Bathtub gin, that sort of thing. You think gin is pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
And it is. It's not good. It was the only thing to drink. And I was 19? I don't know.
Yeah.
I was well underage. Mm-hmm. Went to
you were
had a party.
The hellion rebellious group of teenagers at our church.
Yes. Yeah. Me and several other of the people of the teenagers at our church got together, had a party. We're drinking whiskey. We were having a shot competition. Mm. I was across from one of the more resistant people who was not willing to give up very easily.
Who are you going against?
Corbin.
Really? He's a drinker. Huh. All right.
Yep. So he starts, we take like 8 shots and then we're out of whiskey and we're like, oh shit. Well,
this is why teenagers die of alcoholism or alcohol poisoning, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, it is.
This
yes,
is so
is.
Dangerous.
Super dangerous. So. So 8 shots in, we're like, oh, we're out of whiskey. Guess the game's over. Nope, we got a bottle of gin, dry gin.
Was it in a glass bottle or a plastic bottle?
Glass bottle.
Okay, good.
I want to say it was not Hendrix, obviously. That was way outside of our budget. Maybe Tanqueray. I don't know.
Because I've had some decent gin, and I see gin that comes in like a plastic bottle, and I know like
McCormick's. Ugh.
Well, yeah, like McCormick's Ugh. Vodka is the worst. I'm like...
They have gin, too.
Oh, yeah. That must be the lowest circle of hell.
So I ended up taking like another 12 or so shots.
You had 20 shots
across,
of alcohol?
Blacked the fuck out. Don't remember anything from that night. Apparently,
no, yeah,
I was like,
sure.
I was marching around the house, singing shit and yelling. And the next day I wake up, still drunk. We go to Taco Bell. Huge mistake.
Uh-huh.
I eat like two soft tacos. I end up puking up the whole thing later, like 2 hours later. Felt like hell that whole day and haven't touched gin since.
Well,
so
good
once
move.
We get to like
everyone
mixing
should
up gin
not touch
cocktails.
Gin.
No,
not I don't.
Touch gin
no,
either. You, stay away from gin.
Let's just opt out of gin.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think at some point I'm gonna have to expand because I hear gin and tonics are pretty good.
No,
but you can do gin. You can do gin.
I mean, I can. Isn't that going to kill me? I'm just saying that like tonic water is disgusting carbonated mineral water, and gin is disgusting bathtub alcohol. Nothing about that seems like it's two things. Like, you know, I at least like vodka, and I didn't hate tomatoes.
That's the thing. If I'm going to make you try all these horrible things that you think you
hate.
I'm
not drinking anything that you will not yourself drink. So there, gin opted out of.
That's what I mean. But I should probably do the same to myself, right? Like, tit for tat here.
I drink gin. Is gin in a... It wouldn't surprise me to find out that gin is in a Long Island iced tea.
It is.
Okay. I will drink gin in those circumstances.
But you can't taste it. I mean, you don't taste anything in
the
Long Island.
Because it's in the stew of seven other alcohols.
Yeah, it's just sweet goodness.
Yep. Yep.
At some point, I'll try to mix one of those, but those are difficult to get exactly right. They taste real bad when you don't, and they taste great when you do.
Justin Kays's vodka Red Bull. Ah, yes. Tastes the same coming up as it goes, tastes going down, which is not necessarily, like, Red Bull mixes surprisingly well with everything.
Uh-huh.
It's like another incredibly dangerous choice because you're mixing a depressant with a stimulant to mask the depressant poison that you're putting in your system. But
I mean, it's the forerunner to Four Locos, right?
Now, there's another one. Okay, I just found...
that was an amazing...
Four Locos are
amazing
illegal.
Amazing weekend.
Illegal where we're from, but they're not illegal in Washington State, apparently. And when...
Several years ago? Yeah.
Yeah, when we went to Seattle, it was Eric and Levi.
It was
Levi.
Me and Levi were coming back from the airport.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, I think this was my idea, so I apologize for this.
Well, I did it to myself.
I saw the Four Locos in the thing, and I'm like, Levi, we got to get Four Locos for everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to show up at the house, hands full of Four Locos, and pass them out.
Yeah.
No, and we did.
That night, like, I had several pints of beer, and... Like, and the other thing about these Four Locos, now they're incredibly strong, but they come in like cans that are even larger than Monster cans.
Yeah, they're big,
they're
like 24
enormous
ounce
things.
Cans.
And yeah, that I ended up throwing up in Eric's sink.
Yeah,
while he was wearing his Batman. Did I imagine this, or was he in a full Batman costume in my face screaming Batman quotes at me?
Yes, he totally was. You were in the kitchen throwing up, and he's like, "Batman wants you to be well," or something like that. It was silly.
What was the thing?
I've got pictures. Like, we got video.
I can't remember the exact quote that he was screaming in my face because he does a really good Christian Bale era Batman. But I tell you what, payback motherfucker. One of these days, he's going to be the one green and throwing up, and I'm going to do something crazy to him.
Yeah, you were green. You
light him
real
on fire.
Green. You turned green like the Incredible Hulk.
Anthony B. Yeah, Pete, there's just so many bad ideas coming in. Anthony B. is wanting us to do gin martinis in one lunch. This is the Don Draper hour. All right, we got to go. Thanks for joining us. We will check back in with our chia pets. Like, this stuff is starting to look kind of melted. We'll check in with our chia pets next week with another lunch, and we'll have some other fun stuff to talk about. And we will see you guys then.
See you then.
Later.